Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Can you believe there is a pending beer shortage? Mitch Milstein has a PhD. He works in supply chain and analytics. That is the department at the College of Business at the University of Missouri in St. Louis. Mitch, what is the likelihood we're going to see a beer shortage?
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for getting all that title right.
Boy, it took me a while, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm a professor, I'm a consultant, and yes, you got the college and the university correct. There's a possibility, but I wouldn't call it a probability. There's a couple of things that are working against us, cans and CO2. I'll let you kind of get into that as we get further in, but it's a possibility, it's not a probability.
Well, that's good. I mean, even a possibility, it perks people's ears. They're like, what? Well, how could this possibly be happening? Because whenever you talk about cans, people think, well, can't you put it into a bottle? But it really is about the CO2, and that's what's used to clean the tanks and carbonate the beer. And that is costing a lot of money these days, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Cans are a little bit of an issue, but the CO2, it's kind of interesting. Part of a driver of that, and everybody thinks is unlimited amounts of CO2, but it's typically kind of a waste stream of other chemical processes. It gets captured, purified, and then turned into the CO2 that carbonates drinks and beer, and also gets turned into, you ready, dry ice.
Mm.
And this is a driver. So dry ice is part of the reason that we're seeing this issue, because dry ice is growing in popularity for e-commerce shipping of food. So when you get any food shipped to your house, it was kept cold with dry ice. Dry ice is a solid CO2, and it takes, and I don't have the exact conversion, but hundreds of bottles of beer worth of CO2 to make a one-pound block of dry ice. So the dry ice popularity for e-commerce of food is driving, not shortages. I don't want to kind of go that far, but it's diverting a lot of CO2 that was sort of easy peasy to get for beverages.
Mitch Milstein is in the Supply and Chain Analytics Department at the College of Business at the University of Missouri. Unlikely that there will be a beer shortage, but often with these things, it means the price goes up. Do you think that's more likely?
Yeah, aluminum is a global commodity, and at any given time, anything that you could call me about, just about anything, copper or lithium or, the things that are happening in Russia and the Ukraine that I've talked about before, they affect all kinds of commodities because Russia, they mine a lot of stuff and all kinds of different commodities. Aluminum is one of them. The CO2, that is a real issue because it affects beer and beverages, but especially beer in whatever form it takes. So if we have a shortage of cans, there is some extent that we can increase bottle production, although you don't just flip that switch either. But then you go, okay, well, I'll just get a keg. Again, that's fine for the aluminum, not so good for the CO2. So, again, possibility, not probability, prices going up. Boy, we've been learning to live with that for the last year and a half of our lives that we never thought possible. But any shortage of anything, the market will do its job, whether it's labor or CO2, and we will get more discerning as to how much beer we drink because of the price.
And maybe people will actually support local breweries and go get growlers or, find out that their neighborhood brewer actually has something better than what they can get in a grocery store. So would this affect Pop or Coke or Pepsi or anything else that's canned as well?
Yeah, because they all use CO2 and they all use cans. By the way, the craft beers have found there's a trend that started, I don't know how many years ago, 5 years ago, and I'm a supply chain professor, and this is a marketing thing, but the craft breweries have been moving to cans. because that used to be the thing you wanted to stay away from. It looked like a commodity, but then all of a sudden it became the cool thing. And by the way, it's a much better way to store beer, but we don't need to get into that kind of issue. It's much better than bottles. So cans have become more popular for craft breweries as well. So growlers, fine, again, for the can thing, the CO2, it doesn't make a difference. The only other thing about the colas is they deal with such high volume, they can kind of pay more. They can price out other people, you know, Pepsi compared to even Budweiser. It's not even close. There's just so much more soda. So they use their market power. And you don't hear about craft soda makers, right?
Right.
And so Pepsi and Coke and even the few generic manufacturers, RC Cola, they're so much higher volume. They're going to get what they need. And then the beer people, if you're not Anheuser-Busch InBev, or Miller Coors, you get the leftovers. And so they're the ones that are going to see the problems.
Since you are a professor when it comes to supply chain and analytics in the department at the College of Business at the University of Missouri, what else are we looking at when it comes to zeroing in on the holidays? Are we going to have supply chain issues in any other category that you see?
I don't track specific categories because if I did, I'd be retired many years ago and making so much money. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the same old thing that, by the way, my 26-year-old son tries to guess when he goes and invests on Robinhood. You can't guess what's going to be short next. I wouldn't have put together dry ice for food e-commerce with a shortage of beverages. Even though I knew it was becoming more popular, I didn't put that together. Predicting what's going to happen with Russia-Ukraine, I can't predict what's going to be next. You know, anything around electric cars, by the way, is going to be affected by the increase of that production. And again, I sound like a broken record, Ukraine-Russia war, which has been just the ultimate kind of self-inflicted disaster, not just for Russia and Ukraine, but for the world. So, Lisa, I can't tell you which one. Shortages of certain items during the holidays? Absolutely, it's got to happen. Again, to some extent, the market takes care of that with inflation and will price things out for people. But sure, we're going to see shortages. We haven't solved the labor problem. We haven't solved the truck driver problem. We haven't solved the chip problem completely. All these things are not finally solved. They're working towards them. Autonomous trucks are going to help with truck driver shortage, but they're not going to solve it. It's not going to be 100%. Now, again, chip factories, 5 to plus years to construct those. The only thing I can't do for all the listeners is say what's going to be next. Mm-hmm. It keeps surprising me.
Well, what we do know is the price of beer will probably go up. I'm reading that it was up 5% from August to August. So if this continues on, we'll pay more, but I'll drink it. Nice to meet you, Mitch. Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Mitch Milstein, he is a PhD in supply chain and analytics. It's a department at the College of Business at the University of Missouri in St. Louis. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to somebody from the Wisconsin Historical Society. If you do not take a look right now at those canoes that they pulled out of Lake Mendota and think whether you would know that was a canoe, because I would have never guessed it. We'll find out how they were discovered. But the news is next with Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.